Confirms that the vision is true and it will happen. We see a comparison, though, in these verses between the wicked and how the righteous live. The wicked are characterized how? By pride. They have no integrity. How are the righteous characterized? They live by faith. They trust in God. And this is how Habakkuk must live, by faith. Now, it's believed that in these verses that God is speaking about a certain king of the Babylonians. Remember, King Nebuchadnezzar, a man filled with pride and desire to be worshipped, he even went to the extent of building a gold statue for people to worship in Daniel 3. Remember, he stood at the top of his kingdom in Daniel 4 proclaiming, "Look at all that I have built in my kingdom." But what happens? Quickly, God humbles him in making him like a beast of the field. Even King Nebuchadnezzar came to realize what God can do. Look at Nebuchadnezzar's words in Daniel 4, verse 37. "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt the glory of the King of the heavens, because all of his works are true and his ways are just. He is able to humble those who walk in pride." King Nebuchadnezzar was a prideful man. The Chaldeans were a prideful people. But yet God was doing something. Remember back in chapter 1, he was going to use the Chaldeans. He was a tool of their instrument. He was what? He was the one raising them up. We see in chapter 1. But also he's the one who brings them down. And so eventually the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, are overtaken by the Persians. But that, and that will come. But we see that this is part of God's judgment upon not just the Chaldeans, but the fall of their kingdom later in Daniel. In verses 6 through 20, I won't read those verses for the sake of time, but we read of